The North keeping tensions high. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. South Korea is reporting that North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile, this time toward its eastern waters, the latest in a number of launches over the past few days. It comes just hours after the U.S. and South Korea concluded a new round of naval drills off the Korean Peninsula, which involved a U.S. aircraft carrier. Efforts continue in southwest Florida to look for people who may still be missing or trapped in their homes following the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian. Fox's Nate Foy is in Fort Myers.
We were embedded with the Florida Task Force 2 crews. They're using 30 cadaver dogs to scour the island. And we were on the phone with one of those workers this morning. He said in the past few days, the dogs are focusing a lot more on water areas. So then they're taking boats out to check debris along canals or estuaries, the waterways surrounding Fort Myers Beach. And unfortunately, they're finding more victims.
Hurricane Ian killed at least 128 people, with most of the deaths in Florida. New York City today receiving 9 more busloads of migrants from Texas. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos on Fox's Cavuto Live defended the relocation of migrants.
What do we have here right now? We have people complaining about what's going on, what Governor Abbott is doing. But Governor Abbott, at least the way we see it here for South Texas, is doing something that's beneficial. What we're doing, or at least what they're doing, is sending the asylum seekers to the general area where they want to be. And that's exactly what we do over here, too.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Friday declared a state of emergency for his city to deal with the thousands of migrants who have already been bused there. Authorities in Northwest Ireland say 10 people were killed and 8 hospitalized by an explosion Friday that destroyed a gas station in a small village. Police suggest the explosion was accidental. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The September jobs report released yesterday morning beat expectations, but Wall Street didn't take the news very well.
263,000 jobs is too strong. You had the wages going up by 5%, and that's why Wall Street now expects the Federal Reserve to get more aggressive, of course. They expect interest rates to cross 4% before this year is done. But there are some cracks forming in the labor markets. The participation rate was a bit strange, given that there's still a full percentage point fewer workers now than before COVID started. Also, retail jobs dropped for the first time since May.
Fox Business's Susan Lee. A Tennessee mother of two is in stable condition after she tried to keep two pit bulls from mauling her toddlers to death.
The Shelby County Sheriff's Office saying the children were pronounced dead at the scene. 30-year-old Kirsty Bernard was severely bitten by the dogs when she tried to pull them off her 5-month-old boy and 2-year-old girl, but it was too late. Bernard is in stable condition, but has an uncountable amount of stitches and bite marks over her body. Details of how the attack unfolded and why the dogs were aggressive are not clear. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A new study on rebound cases of COVID-19 has yielded results that may surprise some.
The National Institutes of Health's Clinical Center finds that a rebound of COVID-19 symptoms in some who took Pfizer's antiviral treatment may be related to a robust immune response rather than a weak one. Researchers looked at rebound cases in 8 patients and concluded that taking a course of Paxlovid longer than the recommended 5 days was not required to reduce the risk of a recurrence of symptoms, as some have suggested. While all patients in the study had developed strong immune responses, they found higher levels of antibodies in the patients who experienced a rebound. The team says it argues against the idea that impaired immune responses are to blame for symptoms returning in some people. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.